Back in August, families with children in Hartford Public Schools responded to an online survey to find the reasons behind parents' decisions to send their children back to school. Connecticut Public Radio's Brenda Leone followed up on the results and spoke to parents in Hartford.
According to Hartford Public School data, 10,000 students in the district are learning remotely, while 8,000 have returned to the classroom. In August, Robert Cotto Jr., a researcher at Trinity College, surveyed 155 families on why they were choosing in-person education or remote learning for the fall semester. He found that 57% of families selected no to in-person school and 43% selected yes. For parents like Lupita Contreras, an essential worker at a supermarket, there's no choice but to send her children back to school.
Yo estoy decidida en mandar a los niños a la escuela.
I'm determined to send my children back to school and take the classes there. It's an individual decision because there are many of us who work every day, and there's no other option but to have them go back. We have already prepared the children. We're telling them how to take care of themselves, how to take precautions and everything, and for the moment, we're going to keep moving forward.
Curses Heal also sent her children back to school. She's a parent to an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old who returned this fall to Windsor and Rocky Hill. Heal was preparing to return to her job as a school bus driver and says she's not happy about needing to choose in-person learning.
Yes, unfortunately, yes. Child care is so expensive, so yes. So yeah, it's tough. Have them out of town and I'm working out of town, so yes, it is tough.
Both families who are distance learning and those who are returning in person were most concerned with safety. However, returning families most often cited the need to work and a lack of access to resources like daycare and teacher support as a reason for their choice. Brenda Leon, Connecticut Public Radio.